yeah, ran into some really good opponents. Talk about the day. You had some good wins, but a tough loss or two, didn't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We had some good wins, and I thought we had a good day. You know, take away one tough loss. I thought the kids played pretty well. Sitting in fifth place as a team, that loss in one doubles, you know, in the first, well, I guess the second round, our first match, really hurt us a lot. You know, it's a chance to get 8 points and want to push us up to third place, but it's tough. You know, Mount Michael and Scott both have, I think Scott's got all four teams into the semifinals, and Mount Michael's got three. So they're the teams that are really holding true with entering the tournament, and they're doing well. They're a tough team, but individually, one singles, Isaac Hins, opening match against Omaha Brandon Talbot, he won 6-1, 6-1, relatively easy. You know, it was good to get him on the court. He looked really fresh, and then turned around in the quarterfinals against a very solid opponent, which we thought would happen from Crete. He was the 5 seed. Looked good in the first set, won 6-2, and then momentum switched to Crete side of the ledger, and he won 6-3. And then just got behind in the tiebreaker and could never get a lead. And it was pretty close. I think we were down 4-3. And then in a sudden it bloomed up to 7-4. And then Isaac could just never make up ground and got beat 5-10. So he'll turn around tomorrow morning and play against Braden Schramm from Hastings, the number 8 seed. Kitty's seen 3 times and has beaten him 3 times. So we're hoping that Isaac will be ready to go and excited to play against him. And then Mason Michaelis has also had a good day. He beat David Akles from Adams Central 6-0, 6-1 in the opening match. Then in the quarterfinals, he played another common opponent, Grayson Strauss, who he's played before, beat him 8-0, and he beat him 6-0, 6-0. So now he is set up in the semifinals to play the number 4 seed, David Bernhardson from Grand Island Central, from Lincoln Christian. That'll be a great matchup. A very solid player. Could be a kid who could give us some troubles, but, you know, we'll see what happens. And Mason's looked really solid, though, today, so we're excited to see what he can do tomorrow at 9. Then what we talked about earlier, Evan Humphrey and Lincoln Michaelis lost to a team they honestly should have never lost to. I mean, it's just no other way to put it. Lost to Adams Central, a team they beat last Saturday soundly, and just couldn't get over the hump. I get it, state, and you know, I know that Lincoln was a little bit nervous and things just didn't go our way. We got beat 4-6, 3-6, and those guys end their season at 27-10 and really had a good year, but just kind of tough to lose a match like that to end the season on. But you know, like I said, they've had a great season, and 27-10 is a great, great record. And for playing together for the first time at once doubles together, I thought they did well. And then rounding out things with two doubles, Joel Miller and Nathaniel Miller, in their second round matchup, they played a team from Elkhorn North, won that one pretty easily, 6-4, 6-2. Gave them a little bit of fight in that first set, but then they really caught fire and did well in the second set. And then had to play the 9 seed in the quarterfinals, the team that upset Lexington, who was the 11th seeded team, beat Lexington, the 9 seed. It kind of surprised me a little bit, but had no problems with Nebraska City, won that one 6-0, 6-1. So it sets up a good semifinal match against the 2 seed from Mount Michael, a team that'll be really solid and be a great matchup for the boys. So not a bad day on the court, sitting in fifth place, but just kind of left a couple matches out there that we wish we could have came out on top of, make a big difference in our scoring.
Boys have a chance to still score some points on Friday, some big matches, and got to play a few more for some of these guys, but a chance for a couple of those guys to get in the finals.
Yep, it's great. You know, everybody's going to get to play 2 more matches. We're hoping that Mason and the Miller boys can come out in their semifinal matches with a positive score and get into the championship at 1. But, you know, it'll be nice to get the guys on the court again and playing 2 more matches. That's what we're down here to do, is play tennis. And so I know they'll be excited to get on the courts in the morning and start competing again.
Any other surprises as far as some of those other top teams? Any other, was there an upset here or there involving, that you heard of, involving some of those other teams?
Nothing that really jumps out at you. I mean, there's always going to be some upsets in a tournament, regardless what sport it is. And there was a few, but nothing that really kind of as a head scratcher. I know that Grand Island Central Catholic's two doubles team is a seeded team, and one of their kids was quarantined. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday they got the phone call, so they had to sub in one of their alternates, and I think they're a stronger team with him than they were with the other kid that's quarantined. So that was kind of an interesting matchup. So you wondered what kind of a team they'd bring to the table with having to sub somebody that, you know, like 24 hours before you start playing. But they adjusted well. That was kind of a good win for them. But other than that, shoot, it's just teams are taking care of business, the ones that need to, and they're winning the matches they need to win and moving on and advancing and getting themselves set up for some great tennis Friday.